Club for Growth floods Georgia with ads to boost voter turnout for Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue. By Sean Moran on December 1, 2020. Club for Growth Action announced on Monday the organization will launch a massive Get Out the Vote operation to boost Republican turnout for Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA. David McIntosh, the Club for Growth president, said in a statement on Monday. It's absolutely vital for every conservative in Georgia to vote in the runoffs because they will decide the balance of the Senate. We've found that reminding voters that researchers, the press, and even friends and family can easily find out if an individual cast a ballot in the election really drives them to make sure their voice is heard. Club for Growth will run the ad campaign from November 30 until the January 5 Senate runoff elections. The conservative advocacy group hopes to use social pressure ads to encourage Republican voters to re-elect Loeffler and Perdue. Club for Growth estimated that this tactic has increased voter turnout by 2%. Club for Growth is also spending $10 million on Get Out the Vote activities such as media and mailers, knocking on 1 million doors, and hosting a statewide bus tour, and leading the Save America Coalition. Club for Growth's $520,000 campaign will feature two ads to encourage Republicans to participate in the Georgia elections. This isn't over. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're fed up. But this isn't a game. This is our future. We can save the Senate if we all show up. Voter participation is public record, the narrator said in one ad. Anyone can find out if you vote, or if you don't care. Your friends, family, neighbors will know if you're on the field or on the bench. So no excuses. Your vote will determine who really sets the agenda in the next administration, the narrator said in the second Club for Growth ad. The Georgia Senate runoffs will determine if Republicans retain control of the Senate majority. If both Loeffler and Perdue lose, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, the likely next vice president, would be the tie-breaking vote in Congress's upper chamber. Whether or not you vote is also public record. So if you don't vote, your family and friends will know you didn't show up when you were needed the most, the narrator added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.